Ray Rochford from the Killer J Clubs joins me in studio. And Ray, thanks very much for popping into us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pa.
Hope you're keeping well on this Monday afternoon, Ray. It's been a busy time of GAA. I suppose before we actually get stuck into the topic we're in for the GAA season so far, from inter-county perspective, it's been topsy-turvy.
Oh yeah, the matches, like, you have to win them and you don't know what way other results are going to go. Cork play Westmeath now on, I was in Crow Park yesterday to see Leash playing Westmeath. Leash were in a big way superior. Cork play Westmeath now, so that game won't do any good for Cork, but it has to be played. And the winners will be playing Kilkenny the week after, which will be a totally different kettle of fish. The Leash-Dublin game will be tight enough. Leash are the better of the teams in the McDonagh Cup, and that game will be much tighter.
A little birdie tells me, did you play inter-county hurling for Leash one time?
It's so long ago, Pa, it's hard to remember. It's all of over 50 years ago, Pa.
Right, okay. Tell me, Cork obviously go forward to play that. They get through, they play Kilkenny in the quarter final next, not this weekend, coming the following weekend. So it'll be a tough draw.
Oh, yeah. That's a 50-50 game. And it'll be on the weekend after next. Kilkenny were very, very unlike Kilkenny yesterday. They had their chances and they didn't take them, but the atmosphere in Croke Park was fantastic. The Wexford crowd, they outnumbered Kilkenny, and when the game was over they were singing Bull of Ogue and then never left the field. The road down home was quiet because all the Wexford people were still in Croke Park singing.
Yeah. 51,000 turned out there yesterday, and of course Limerick defeating Tipperary in the Munster final. Michael O'Brien will be catch up later on after 1 o'clock. Speaking about that, Ray, we have you in because, of course, the 23rd annual Golf Classic taking place from July 11th to July 13th at the West Walford Golf Club. Ray, what more can you tell us?
Oh yeah, we're on target. It's our 23rd consecutive year. The first thing is we'd like to thank our major sponsors. We have three great major sponsors in Premier Station Middleton, whom you'd all know as JJ Finlay. He's a fantastic sponsor and has been over a long number of years.
And a fine Tipperary rogue.
And a Tipperary man also. Dominic Fogarty from Fogarty Brothers, another major sponsor and a great club supporter. And the third one is James Rochford from Abbeylands Nursing Home. And I've often said before, sponsors expect a return. These three men are not sponsors, they're patrons. They give and expect nothing back, and we're very, very grateful to them. It gives you a great start to the Classic to have three sponsors up front at the start expecting nothing and putting their hand in their pockets, and we'd like to thank the three of them most sincerely.
Yes, an interesting way of putting it, and thanks for those kind words, Ray. Obviously, there's a lot of work that goes into any Golf Classic. We've seen ourselves here in our own COI 104 event, biannual Golf Classic event. There's a lot of work goes into it in behind the scenes, and I'm sure it's no different out in Killa.
Yeah, but we have a lot of people doing quite an amount of work behind the scenes. People that would be active in the club and people that are not very active in the club, they all have their own list and they're all chasing sponsors and teams. And at this point in time, sponsorships and teams are all on target. The only thing that can banjax the whole thing is the weather, and as we know from the Arden Man, that can really, really kick in.
Yeah,
we have no swimming section to cancel, but that is the only danger at this point in time. Everything else is in place. The course in West Waterford is in superb condition, and it will be laid out specifically for the Classic. The greens and the tees will be user-friendly, and the format of the competition will be user-friendly. So everything is geared to make the competition as user-friendly for our teams and as enjoyable as possible for our teams. We normally get about 140 teams playing and about 25 more teams for different reasons pay a contribution because they can't pay for different reasons. It could be medical, they could be out of the country, it could be work commitments, it could be holidays. So about 165 teams would be our target, with 140 of them playing, 25 of them unable to make it. We usually get a return each year of the most of them coming back the following year. So we really work on the user-friendly side of the Classic.
Obviously, golf classics, they don't generally go for a fella that watches golf at home. They're not a stroke play tournament. It's not a match play tournament. I believe it's a champagne scramble tournament, Ray. You might just explain that for the listeners at home.
Yeah, a champagne scramble is a user-friendly competition where the three players in the team play off the tee box, and then they pick the best spot from the best drive, and they play their own ball out then on that hole. Hopefully after three people hit off the tee on each hole, there will be one ball in play in a fairly happy position, and the three players will place their ball there and play towards the green, and two balls will count out of the three. So the idea is that everybody would be in play and everybody would enjoy the competition.
Okay, obviously prizes are a huge aspect of it as well. Obviously the Irish Open this week carries €3 million in the prize pot. Maybe that's not in the Killa GA this weekend, Ray, but I do see underlined down the centre of the page prizes for 35 teams.
Yeah, we always give a lot of prizes with different categories. We have the first, second, third gross, best non-GOI, second non-GOI, best Thursday, best Friday, best Saturday, and best ladies. They're the 10 main prizes, and we do another 25 prizes, spreading them out among the GOI, the non-GOI, and the different days in case you get bad weather on the days. We can't have any millions like the Irish Open, but it's nice to see a past winner of the Killa GA Classic playing in the Irish Open next weekend in Seamus Power. He won our Classic in about 2005 or 6. I'm not sure of the exact year. And it's great to have a connection. And I tell people, if you start in our Classic, you can finish up in the Irish Open.
Yeah, well, it's a true matter, indeed. looking down through the list, of course, I know the timesheet is with yourself there as well. Yeah. It's a timesheet. How many teams have you locked in so far?
We're over 110 teams, actually, with times on them as we speak, and a lot more of them teams just have to finalise their actual times. Saturday morning and Thursday morning are very, very busy, but other than that, there is ample time over the 3 days. With 3 days, you would take a lot of teams. On Friday, we have, for some reason this year, Friday is the slackest day, and we have a lot of time throughout the day. On Thursday, we have time early morning and time in the afternoon, and on Saturday, we have times in the afternoon.
Okay, so there's plenty of time there on Friday if anyone wants to get involved. And to get involved, I suppose, Ray, they can contact
Just
yourself.
Contact me at 087-233-0054. 087-233-0054.
Okay, so that's for any golfing fans. I know one man who's in hot form around the Yall Golf Club at the moment, of course, Seamus Lob Landers. He did a 24 Ironman challenge around the golf club and has won the captain's prize in the Yall Golf Club only a matter of weeks ago, and only last week as well won the Yall GA Golf Classic. So a man in form might be interested there in taking part in that one. Ray, is there anything else with the Golf Classic related that you'd like to have mentioned this afternoon?
We're most grateful to all our teams and all our sponsors and our tee box sponsors. We have a big number of them. Everybody who contributes in any way, we're most grateful to them.
Okay, no problem at all. Look, Ray, before I let you go, it's been a busy time out there in the Killa GA Club, and I see another big win there for the club over the weekend in the senior, in the Division 1 Hurling League, I should say, defeating Newtown Sandringham. And I believe there was another success in the fail over the weekend.
Yeah, the defeat of Newtown Sandringham in the senior hurling, or the Division 1 Hurling League, as it's now called, was fantastic, because we were in the relegation zone before the game, and after the game we're gone clear of the relegation zone. We actually on Saturday night had moved up to 7th place in the table. There are 6 to qualify for the knockout stages. We will not qualify for the knockout stages, but we're gone totally clear of the relegation zone. There are two teams being relegated each year now, and there is one team being promoted. So over the past couple of years, the number of teams in the top division is being reduced, and we have survived, and it's vital for the future of the club to be playing at the top level. I'd like to congratulate the players and the management over their fantastic effort over the entire league. They've all 12 games played now.
Okay.
In the Fela, our under 14 hurlers a couple of weeks ago won the cup competition in their own grade, and the footballers at the weekend gone by were in Galway and they won the plate competition in their own grade. They failed by they were beaten by a point by the top team in their group on Friday, and they failed to qualify for the cup competition, but they came through in the plate and they won out the plate. I'd like to congratulate all the boys and their selectors.
Yeah, I believe a small birdie tells me that you've a grandson involved in that team as well.
Yeah, Dara O'Brien, my grandson. He'd be the son of my eldest child, Mary, and I was very proud to see him playing there.
Yeah, superb stuff indeed. And congratulations to you out in Killer indeed, Ray. And obviously, Championship is only around the corner, albeit in the mix of the inter-county season, Ray. The second round of the Senior Hurling and Football Championships are only around the corner as well. I believe they're going to be played during August.
Yeah, the Senior Hurling, our next game in the Senior Hurling looks like it'll be August weekend against Kerry Tool. It's a game there that we always find Kerry Tool very, very difficult to beat. It's a game that our team is capable of coming out on top in, but with a little bit of luck, hopefully we'll get there. And our junior footballers are in the semi-final at the East Cork on Friday, July the 5th. They play Cove in the semi-final at the East Cork football.
And we'll be speaking more about that with Michael O'Brien very shortly indeed. Ray, I think that's pretty much it, I think.
Thanks very much, Patrick. Thanks
no
very
problem.
Much.
And best luck with that Golf Classic course, July 11th to the 13th, out in the West Waterford Golf Club. Ray, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks very, very much.
Ray Ratcher there from the Killa GAA Club joining us in studio. And best luck to the lads out there in Killa GAA, of course, part of the Golf Society. July 11th to July 13th, West Waterford Golf Club. And for more information, you can contact Ray Ratcher on 087 233 0054.